How to Recover from Divorce and Become Confident Again. In this session, we are looking at how to recover from divorce and become confident again. This is a tender topic because divorce can shake a woman at many levels at once. It can affect her trust, her body, her finances, her children, her routines, her church relationships, her sense of calling, and her confidence around men. Many divorced women do not only grieve a marriage, they grieve a future they expected, a version of themselves they once believed in, and a sense of relational safety that now feels broken. So the first thing to say is this: recovering from divorce is not about pretending nothing happened. It is not about becoming hard. It is not about quickly proving that you are over it. It is about letting Christ meet you in the real grief, the real confusion, and the real rebuilding. A woman can walk through divorce and still become truthful, peaceful, discerning, and confident again. Mary Magdalene helps us here, not because she was divorced, but because she shows what it means to refuse being permanently defined by a painful chapter. She had known deep affliction, yet Christ did not leave her there. He brought healing, devotion, and witness. In a similar way, a divorced woman must not make the divorce the final name over her life. It may be part of her story, but it is not the whole story. A woman recovering from divorce often has to rebuild confidence in layers. First, she must recover her identity before God. She is not only the woman whose marriage failed, the woman who was left, or the woman who could not make it work. In Christ, she is still a daughter of God, still an embodied soul with dignity, still capable of wisdom, calling, beauty, growth, and holy service. That foundation matters, because if she does not reroot identity in God, she will often look to men either with fear, hunger, resentment, or shame. Second, she must let grief be honest. Divorce usually includes loss, anger, sorrow, confusion, and sometimes humiliation. This course offers broad Christian wisdom and practical formation, not clinical counseling. Some women will need pastoral care, support groups, legal guidance, or trauma-informed counseling, depending on the situation. But even here, broad Christian wisdom can say this clearly: grieve truthfully, but do not let grief become your permanent identity. Pain must be processed, not enthroned. Third, she must relearn confidence around men with boundaries. After divorce, some women become overly guarded. Others become overly open because they are starved for comfort and reassurance. Neither extreme is healthy. A recovering woman should not rush emotional attachment, overshare with men who feel safe, or use male attention to patch a broken identity. She should also not assume all men are dangerous or all future relationships are doomed. Confidence grows as she learns to stand near men again without collapsing, performing, or reaching for rescue. Fourth, she must rebuild ordinary faithfulness. Confidence often returns through small acts of ordered life: prayer, sleep, work, healthy support, wise friendships, church involvement, caring for the body, honest finances, parenting if children are involved, and serving in appropriate ways. A woman becomes stronger when her life is slowly re-knit under God. What not to do? Do not make the divorce your deepest identity. Do not rush to be chosen again so you can feel valuable. Do not use male attention as pain relief. Do not harden your heart and call it wisdom. Do not isolate in shame. Do not keep retelling the story in a way that keeps you emotionally trapped in it. Instead, become the kind of woman who lets Christ rebuild her from the inside out. Confidence after divorce is not shallow confidence. It is tested confidence. It is the confidence of a woman who has wept, learned, healed, set boundaries, and found that God did not abandon her in the breaking. Over time, she can become steadier, wiser, and even more peaceful than before. That is not fake strength. That is redeemed strength.